This episode of Marriage and Martinis is sponsored by Marriage and Martinis Mugs. If you'd like to purchase one, please go to the website. Our mugs are perfect for coffee or tea or whiskey or vodka or anything else you could possibly use for a drinking device. It's really cheap. So just, you know, check it out, buy one, and enjoy it.
Where do they buy one? Is this a joke?
Yeah, kind of. I was just like I kind of wish we had a sponsor.
Oh, I know. A sponsor would be super cool. I want Zoloft to sponsor us. I feel like they owe us that. Well, I feel like we're such Zoloft advocates that I feel like they owe us that.
You'll notice.
Or Tito's.
Tito's, if you're listening.
Not Zoloft and Tito's. That would be wrong.
No. Tito's and Xanax is much better.
No, everything is wrong.
Okay.
Everything with Tito's is wrong. Just Tito's or just Zoloft or we cannot. No.
All right. Well, everything you noticed there was no music. We're working on a new intro.
Yes.
Because we can no longer use.
That is correct.
The one we have.
Yes. But we are going to get a better, cheesier.
Yeah. Do you guys, like, do you care? Like, it was music or not?
Well, I think it makes us more official.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine if you listen to like your favorite show with no music.
Yeah, like imagine
like Dynasty.
I was gonna say imagine watching Three's Company without like
right, you know,
if it just started.
I think I'd be okay with that. But like, really, there's so many shows nowadays that you're like, that I don't think they have much music.
No, there's no more jingles like to start a show anymore.
No.
Yeah.
Well. No, not really.
Well, we're gonna get a cool.
They're
one.
Shameless, which is super cool.
Right? Yeah, I do like that one.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I do like
where
that
they
intro.
All go in and out of the bathroom.
Yeah,
that's fantastic.
Yeah,
yeah.
We are doing episode 2 of our movies episode.
Mm-hmm.
So these are the movies that I made you watch, and I literally have nothing. So
and
I,
five.
Whoa.
Four.
Okay.
Three. Two. Take it away. Go.
So I told you to watch two movies.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, Braveheart.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, Interstellar. So that's all I did. I told you to watch the two. And
Braveheart, yep.
Bring some info. I've got no questions. I've got nothing.
Really?
No, nothing.
What the fuck? I had like a whole fucking encyclopedia shit for you.
I'm ready for you to just answer the questions that you
wrote
for yourself.
Oh, that's not fair. Really?
Yeah.
So I do half the work for the movies you do, and you don't do shit for the movies that I have to
Listen,
do.
Listen, you're the one who does
I sat there doing a project with our daughter all day, and you're like, oh, I'm done. But you weren't done.
No.
That's fucked up.
Go ahead.
All right.
Give me your
All right,
insights.
So you were, first of all, you were like, you gave me a few, you were like, watch Contact. And then I was like, oh my God, I remember I watched Contact. I wanted to fucking kill myself the whole time.
Such a good movie.
Oh, it's awful.
That's so good.
You were like, Godfather. I have never seen The Godfather.
I know, that's so bizarre.
It's so bizarre. And I love mafia movies. I do. I like guy films. Like, I like a lot of the Casino, Goodfellas, Bronx Tale. I love all that shit. I have tried to watch The Godfather like 16 different times.
Oh, you have tried?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I have tried.
Not since I've known Neil.
Oh, no. I was like 4 before you knew me. What?
That's not true.
But I no. I have tried to watch The Godfather and I cannot. I'm like, every time I'm bored, I don't.
Yeah, well, it's a very slow.
Okay, I don't like it.
Okay.
I don't like it. And then you wanted me to maybe watch Gladiator. I think I showed my class Gladiator.
You've seen Gladiator.
I mean, scene is a very loose term. I think I showed my kids in school that, but I
Ridley Scott
didn't really Thelma
and Louise
it.
Same director.
Okay, fine. Yep. But yeah, so you gave me a couple options. Braveheart sounded like a good one to me, even though I have we'll get into that, but I have a lot of hang-ups about it. And the second one, you wanted me to watch a science film, and so Interstellar. I don't know how many people out there have seen Interstellar.
It's one of my favorite.
You, I think,
movies.
Feel like you've either seen it no times or you've seen it 14 times because that's the only way you're going to understand
it.
Yeah,
you have to watch it at least 3-4 times
but
to understand.
But who has time for that?
You do.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Damn. So what happened was I watched Braveheart by myself. Did I?
No, we watched it together.
Well, yeah, but we didn't talk about it at all. Because we weren't going to give any kind of information. And Interstellar, I started to watch by myself, and I'm like, dude, if I'm going to have anything to say about Interstellar, I need to at least be able to ask you questions, and I won't give you any kind of emotional feedback.
Right. I needed to be there for your
support. Because who understands this shit?
Yeah.
So if you have not seen Interstellar, we'll get to it, but watch it with a team of scientists or something. Go to like Harvard and watch it with them. Okay.
Great movie.
Yeah.
All right, what are you starting with?
I guess Braveheart because that's the first thing I watched. Yeah. Okay, 1995.
Okay.
What did I know in advance about this movie? What were my preconceived notions? I didn't know much except it's historical fiction. I like historical fiction.
That's why I chose it.
I do like historical fiction, and it's about Scotland.
Yep.
And I am obsessed with Outlander, which is also about Scotland.
Okay. Did not know that.
Well, I want you to watch Outlander, but you won't. So to me, there were some things about it that I was already turned on to. I was not turned on to the Mel Gibson aspect of it.
Which I understand.
Yeah.
And agree. Unfortunately, he makes some great movies. Mm. I love me some Mel Gibson movies.
Yeah, and listen, there was a time before he came out and did all this crap, like Lethal Weapon and all that stuff. Like, I like him in Lethal Weapon. The whole time I kept waiting for Danny Glover to come out and, like, you know, be like, you know, dude, let's go fuck shit up. But that didn't happen. And honestly, like, between the tapes of him beating up his girlfriend, he's made, like, homophobic remarks, racist remarks, anti-Semitic remarks. I wasn't thrilled about, like, watching him. So here were the two things. So the first thing that we already owned the movie. Had I had to buy or rent the movie, I wouldn't have done it. Mm-hmm. You already owned it. Because you don't give a shit about political correctness.
No, but I've owned it for, like, 20 years. So
I knew I wasn't paying him any money. And number two, you know, I knew that this was before he did all that rant stuff. Mm-hmm. So I felt like, okay, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. I'll watch it. I won't like him, but I will watch it. And then when I did some more research, because before I watched it, I wanted to do some research. I was like, you know what? I want to check and see if he did anything to, like, redeem himself.
Okay.
And he did. He, for lack of a better word, like, rehabilitated himself. You know, he went to Jewish community leaders and said, what can I do?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
He did. He tried to, you know, he said, what can I do? How can I help your community? You know, to, I know I've wronged you. So, you know, after his homophobic outburst, he appeared in an event organized by Gay and Lesbian Alliance against defamation. He donated millions of dollars to charity. He went to Alcohol Anonymous for a long time and apologized, you know, to Diane Sawyer and Stephen Colbert and, you know, all these people. Yeah, he tried. He saw wrongdoing.
Was that for his comeback?
Well, you know,
Daddy's Home 2 or something?
I don't know, but a lot of celebrities would have been like, fuck you, I don't need to do anything, and wouldn't have done anything. So I'm not saying I forgive him.
Right.
But at least he made an attempt. Mm-hmm. So, which is more than you could say for other people who, you know, and his dad was like a super, you know.
Well-known.
Yeah.
Anti-Semitic.
Just, you know, he was raised a certain way. Yeah. And a little bit you say, you know, not that I forgive him, but, you know.
It's a product of the times.
Exactly. Yeah. So I do not forgive him. Do I hate him? No, I don't hate him, but I do not forgive him. And he was supposed to be in The Hangover Part 2 as the tattoo artist, but the cast all came together and opposed him, and they wound up casting someone else instead. They said, we will not work with him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So describe the movie. So here's my description of the movie.
I can't wait. Mm-hmm. By the way, while you're taking a sip, I love Maverick. Have you seen that movie? He's like,
no.
It's a poker game. Mm-mm. Like, okay.
No, my favorite Mel Gibson movie is What Women Want with Helen Hunt. Did you see that?
Yes.
Oh my God, our fucking kids. I know. What the fuck is this?
Yeah. Let's get rid of them.
Right?
What Women Want. Yeah, yeah. That was an awful movie, by the way.
What?
He was terrible in it.
Okay, but
she was like, eh. Not a great movie.
Okay.
Watch Maverick. It's a great movie.
Is that right. the one with Jodie Foster?
I use great. Very.
Is that Jodie Foster?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Did he make homophobic remarks for her? Because she's a lesbian.
No.
Well, I'm surprised he would even work with her.
Yeah. Well, he did.
Okay.
So, all yeah. Right, so that's very good something. Movie.
Or
yeah.
He didn't know.
I did like it.
I never watched it.
We'll watch it tonight.
No, I will never. Because it doesn't appeal to me. So
you would like it.
Okay. Describe the movie. Okay. And here is my description. It took me a long time to come up with this.
Oh, boy. Is this going to be like one of my like descriptions?
No,
like...
not that terrible at all. So William Wallace.
Okay.
A real figure in history.
He is.
Is the medieval Scottish patriot who is spurred into revolt against the English when the love of his life is slaughtered.
All right. Well, you were just reading stuff. So just
leading his army into battles that become a war, his advance to England threatens King Edward's the first throne before he is captured and executed.
All right, you're just reading stuff like I did. Like, come on. Like
I couldn't give a summary. I had no idea
really?
What the fuck was going on.
But it was like a love story. Yeah, so I thought yeah, you yeah. would
his be... wife dies, he fucks shit up because she dies. I mean, he's pissed. Yeah, he is. Yeah. But I can't.
You're disappointing me.
That. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Beyond that, yeah, he's pissed his wife dies.
Okay.
Because he like he sleeps with somebody else. Who's like another royal who then is like an English person.
All right, what's the next question? Because you're, yeah.
Yeah, no, I can't. Describe, did you find out any interesting background info or facts about the movie? Oh boy, did I.
Oh God. All right. Mm-hmm. What'd you find out?
Okay, so it won the best, the award for best picture, best director, cinematography. The list goes on. It won like a ton of awards. But honestly, the competition for Best Picture in 1996, which is when the awards went on, wasn't that steep.
All right. Listen. Can we just talk about the movie?
Me. No, like, I'm telling you interesting
who
facts.
Who cares?
For instance, Babe. The pig movie was also up for Best Picture. So in case you were wondering why Braveheart won.
All right. Can we just talk about the movie?
Babe, Pig in the City.
Yeah. Pig in the City.
The poor pig was turned into bacon the next fucking day.
All right. This is a good movie. Can we just give it the respect it deserves?
Okay. You listen. You found out shit about the movies I asked you to. You said things that were not okay and not true.
Right.
Okay. The distinctive face paint. Would you like to describe his face paint?
Well, it was half blue and half not blue.
Wow. You blow me away with your... the distinctive face paint called WOAD, W-O-A-D or WOAD, is actually an anachronism. Anachronism.
Anachronism?
Yeah, is that a word?
Of course.
Yeah. They just did it for the movie. They did it for... Is that right? Is that what it means? They did it for, like, art purposes?
Right.
They didn't actually wear face paint in battle in that time period, so it was, like, totally made up. But
all right, so you got
super cool.
Nothing out of the movie.
No,
you just researched facts.
Why are you allowed? You did this shit for... Yes, you did. You did the same stuff. I'm talking about interesting stuff. Fuck you.
Okay, go.
Okay. The real William Wallace.
Once again, nothing about the movie.
Wasn't a boy from the farm or a poor orphan. He was the son of a nobleman and was trained to fight from the time he was very young. So, so in the movie, he's like seemed to be this boy who like never fought anybody and never had any skill. And all of a sudden he's like,
he's kind of a ninja.
He's kind of a ninja. So, anyway, another thing I found out.
Okay.
They use the word fuck in the movie.
Okay. How many times?
Which is like my favorite word ever. A lot of times. But it got me thinking when I was watching it about when was the word fuck actually used?
Oh my God.
Because I was like, I don't think.
You've said nothing about the movie
I'm
yet.
I'm not there yet. I'm not there yet.
God.
Okay. So I was like, wait a minute. Fuck? So this takes place in what?
How many times? I don't even remember them saying fuck in the movie. first of all.
They do.
I don't even remember.
Okay, well, I'll prove it to you. But they
do. They said it once.
No, they say it more than once.
That becomes your tangent.
No, you're just so used to hearing the word fuck because you live with me.
Right.
That you didn't even... Okay, so as it turns out, it is historically inaccurate. They use the word fuck.
Okay.
Because the word fuck was first recorded as being used in around 1475. Okay. Used only as a description for intercourse, not the way they use it in the movie. They use it as like, oh, fuck.
When did they say it in the movie? I want to know.
Come on.
Well, you just said.
Okay, we'll watch it again, but they use it in the movie.
Okay.
And they are not using it in the same context we use it in until the mid-1800s.
Well, what context do we use it in? Because we use it in, like, every context possible.
Okay.
Fuck means, like, yeah, everything.
Right, right. Like, fuck you. That fucking pizza didn't have the sauce I like. That's my fucking kid wouldn't go to bed tonight. I will fucking kill you.
Okay, okay.
Okay, but come on.
Yeah.
All right, so fuck is historically inaccurate.
Right, okay.
And I find it offensive because I think that fuck should only be used in the most historically accurate sense. What was my overall feeling about the movie? I liked it. I did. I liked it.
Yeah. How are we doing so far?
I love how in love he was with his wife, of course. You know, like he was super in love with her. Okay. A lot of people haven't seen this movie. So he was very in love with his wife. He's like this, you know, great fighter who loves his country and he loves his wife, and there's this whole romance aspect of it, and you know, they come and they try to take her and rape her, and he kills them all, and they come back and they kill her, and he's beyond beside himself, and and then she dies and you're like super upset. And then it got me thinking, like, would you defend my honor and save me if people were attacking me?
Are you asking me?
Yeah, because I feel like on a plane many times the stewardess has yelled at me before, and you look out the window like, I don't know who the fuck this girl is.
I slit the throat of three stewardesses.
No, every time a stewardess on the plane yells at me.
I'm like, I don't know her.
Yeah.
I'm in another row.
Yeah, you're like, I don't know who this woman is. Right, you have never defended me once getting in trouble on a plane for being too loud or having alcohol. Why would you defend me against a whole army?
Can we get to the next movie?
Yeah, because see?
Yeah, you're not. Okay.
No.
He obviously didn't like this one.
No, I did. I liked it very much. I loved it, in fact. Okay.
What about the end? Did you like the end scene? Do you remember the end scene?
Yeah. I'm not there yet.
Okay, just get there.
Okay.
Because.
All right. So describe the movie in adjectives. It's beautiful.
Just next.
Scotland is beautiful. Okay, I want to go there. So, but fuck you. Shut up. No one wants to hear from you. Testosterone. Basically, it's like a medieval frat house. Sigma Alpha Scotland.
Right.
Sigma Alpha William Wallace.
All right. What do you think about the end?
I looked him up and I saw a picture of the real William Wallace. Mm-hmm. Don't ever fuck him.
Right.
Oh, boy. He is no Mel Gibson. As much as I don't like Mel Gibson, holy shit. Mm-hmm. There's a reason why Hollywood uses artistic license. My favorite part, when he sees his wife and falls in love, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's great.
Okay.
I also like the parts where they show him as a young boy. I think that's cool. Mm-hmm. Those are cool parts. Any quotes seen from the movie that I would like to discuss? I like when William Wallace says, every man dies, but not every man truly lives.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I'd like to know what it means. my reaction to the ending. Bummer.
Do you know what happened at the end? Like what they did to him?
Yeah, they tortured him.
But like, do you know what they were doing?
Is that when he cries freedom?
Yes.
You can take my body.
All he said in the end while he was being tortured was freedom. He screamed out freedom.
Mm-hmm.
They were disemboweling him. They were taking his organs out.
They were doing a C-section.
They were taking his like intestines and like.
Is that true?
Taking him out like a rope. And
is that what they were doing?
Yes, they were. They opened his stomach, not his stomach. They opened his abdomen and they took out all of his organs, and they were torturing him by.
How much weight do you think he lost when they were doing that?
All right, next movie.
Yeah. Interstellar.
I want to talk about Interstellar. That's way more fun and interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead.
It says, "What did you know?" All right, so Interstellar.
Yeah.
2014.
Have any of you seen Interstellar? Mm-hmm.
Probably not. Okay, yeah. So why did you choose Interstellar for me?
All right, so Interstellar for me is... it's become one of my favorite movies almost ever. I love the movie. I've seen it like 20 times.
Well, you have to in order to understand it.
You do. It's complete like sci-fi, but less fi than sci. Does that make sense? Right? So more science than fiction?
No, it is way more fiction than science.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
It's based on theory more than fiction.
Theory.
Okay, but
it's fiction.
But theory is based on fact. Theory
is fiction.
Do you know the difference between theory and hypothesis?
What kind of facts could be from a black hole? You have no facts.
Correct. So, right. So they took what they know about science and they did as best as they could based upon theories and knowledge that we have and used that to make this movie.
Okay, but fine.
Yeah.
But you have no real facts about any of that. So
no,
it's
there's no
hypothesis.
Facts about black holes. There's no facts about wormholes.
Okay.
There's no facts. Okay.
Okay. So.
All right. Don't pretend to be like.
Yeah,
science.
I am. I am science for this. I get it.
All
okay.
right. So go ahead. Let's do it.
What?
What?
What am I supposed to? Oh, so what did I know in advance about this movie? My preconceived notions. So, you know, listen, I know these science movies that you have me watch. The world is all freaky and, you know, it's about to come to an end. I've seen Deep Impact. I've seen Independence Day. I know how this works. I know that this one is different because it's actually more, I guess, based on reality in a sense.
So you agree?
To a degree. I know Deep Impact and Independence Day are like, I watch those and I'm like, oh, it's so fun.
Right.
There's nothing fun about this. This is like, oh, fuck.
Can you use Armageddon instead of Deep Impact?
Armageddon. No, both of them.
Deep Impact was a stupid love story. Armageddon.
No, it was a big wave.
Armageddon is the winner of the two.
No, because Deep Impact, at least, well, listen, we've had tsunamis before in the world.
I shed a tear at the end of Armageddon. I did not shed a tear at
Deep Impact.
That's
fucked up because I haven't seen you shed a tear for shit.
Anybody who has any type of emotion and watches Armageddon will shed a tear.
But I understand I can watch those movies and not need a person to explain to me what is going
right.
on. Interstellar is on a level like my mind does not work on.
No, I had to watch this with you.
Yeah. I said to you, if you really want me to watch this, you need to watch this with me. I will not give you my emotional detail.
Thank God.
Mostly because I didn't give a shit emotionally about it. But, you know, but there were, you know, there were a few other options. Like you said, Godfather and all the, like we said, Godfather. And I was like, it doesn't interest me. This interested me. I liked the idea of this movie. But yes, I needed you to. All right. Describe the plot quickly. Basically, global warming. This I came up with it myself. This is different from the last
one.
Yes, I did. Global warming has taken over. There's no rain anymore. Like there's no, right?
Right.
It's almost like a desert. Mm-hmm. The whole world is like a desert. Mm-hmm. Crops are dying, so there's no food. There are these horrible dust storms, and everyone is going to suffocate and die if they don't save the planet.
Right.
Okay. The hottest man on Earth also happens to be the only man for the mission to save the world.
Did he climb a Ferris wheel?
I mean, Matthew McConaughey is my God.
You're into him?
Oh,
really?
Into him?
He's hot?
He could play naked bongos at my house anytime.
Naked bongos.
So anyway, so he goes to another galaxy to save the world. He has a
genie. Whoa, you just skipped over like.
Wait. This is my quick synopsis, motherfucker. You don't know how to do this.
There's no such thing as a
quick
synopsis.
Oh, well, I know. Not for you.
Right.
So he has a genius daughter who grows up to be the hottest woman on the planet, who is also going to save the world by him coming back and shoving books off her bookshelf from the other side to let her know that there's a place in the universe that they should live. He breaks a watch, which tells her that her dad is out there. Time by black holes moves very slowly. So by the time he's done the mission, the daughter is like 90 and he's still like 35. Somewhere in the movie, Matt Damon appears, tries to kill Matthew McConaughey. Anne Hathaway has a really short haircut, but she actually looks really cute.
Yeah?
And that is all.
All right. So this was pretty much the same synopsis that I had.
Wait,
for...
did I find any interesting background facts and info about the movie?
Okay.
I really did enjoy watching it once you explained it to me.
I'm going to pass out from laughter.
Really. Okay. But like the whole Matt Damon thing, I was like, what the fuck?
Right.
Okay. You need to watch this movie, ladies and gentlemen, especially after I just gave that brilliant synopsis of it. According to some sources, mm-hmm. it says, you know, I was like asking you, what year is this? When is he supposed to live? Mm-hmm. What is the year supposed to be? There are these dust storms. How far into the future is this? You know, we have global warming now and we kind of laugh about it, but I don't laugh about it.
We don't
but
laugh about
some
that.
Some people laugh about right. it. So Cooper, the mm-hmm. main character, who you never learn his first name, actually.
Right.
Was supposedly born in 2032.
Okay.
Making him roughly 35 years old when the Endurance, which is his ship, mm-hmm. launches in 2067. Mm. He is 124 years old when he comes back to Cooper Station in the year 2156. So it's the year 2156
okay.
when his daughter is dying.
I did not know that.
Yeah. The apocalyptic Earth setting in this film is inspired by the Dust Bowl. I knew that. Before, without even researching, I knew that those interviews that they do with the older people were real dust storm interviews.
Oh, really?
Oh, 100%.
I did not know that.
I knew that for a few reasons. I knew that, number one, because I taught Grapes of Wrath when I was a teacher. Mm-hmm. And I knew I watched the Ken Burns documentary of the Dust Bowl.
Okay.
I knew that we've had that happen in the world before. We've been able to control it, but it has happened. In the 30s that we had great dust storms, and it had a tremendous lasting effect on people for the rest of their lives. Mm-hmm. Their crops, their everything was just, you know. That the documentary style interviews of the older survivors were part of that, and they're real survivors, not actors.
Wow.
Yeah.
I
except
didn't know that.
For the one older woman who I can't remember her name, who plays Murph when she's older.
Right.
And I can't remember her name right now. So The Dust Bowl by Ken Burns is a fantastic documentary, 2012, that everybody should watch. It's really good. Also.
Wow.
You missed out. You could have watched it in IMAX when it came out.
Oh, I wish.
I know. You could have watched it in IMAX. It was filmed in IMAX.
If that ever comes back.
Yeah, of course.
Let me know.
Sure. And the black hole that they show Cooper going through is the most accurate portrait of a black hole ever to be shown on film. The Gargantua.
Is the most accurate?
Black hole. Like, no one has ever, like, put a black hole on film that is more accurate than Gargantua that they show.
As far as what? As far as anything. The black hole or as far as him going into the black hole? Because that's not accurate at all.
It just said the black hole that they show Cooper going through is the most accurate portrait of a black hole ever to be shown on film.
Do you know what would happen if somebody ever got that close to a black hole?
What?
Do you have any idea?
Why did they include that if they're supposed to be a scientifically relevant film?
There's a very scientific term called spaghettification.
Oh, they're going to turn spaghetti?
They're going to turn to spaghetti.
But
so,
then why?
All right,
what?
So the closer, if you were floating in space going towards a black hole, the closer you get, the gravity is so strong that your feet will be stronger than the gravity at your head, right? So it's going to pull you that much stronger. So it's going to pull you and rip you apart and spaghettify you. So you're literally going to be atom by atom the closer you get to the black hole, and you're going to be just ripped apart into atoms in a long string of all the atoms that make you up.
But do you still feel things?
No, you're ripped apart by...
You're dead.
You're ripped apart to the atoms that make you up.
Why didn't they show that in the movie? Why did they allow him to go into a black hole?
I don't know. Because I guess they were using it as a way to... Because
the black hole was left by these aliens for him to go in.
Not necessarily. There were no aliens. Nobody said alien. Nobody knows what happens if you go to a black hole. This never happened. It's never been documented. Nobody's ever done it. Mm-hmm. All we know is what can happen because of the gravity, right? So that's what's going to spaghettify you. But
spaghettify.
Yeah. So if that's wrong and you can actually go in and
then enter. Then you don't want to be right.
The Tesseract. Then okay. Maybe that's what happens too.
That's the fourth dimension is the Tesseract.
Well, we'll get to that after.
No, because I don't know what the fuck that means. I
Let's
just remember
going.
It.
Okay. Just keep going.
My overall feeling about the movie, I liked it. But it's a lot of fucking work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes you think.
More than that. I felt like, yeah, you have to be focusing it every second.
Yes.
Like, I want to be able to be doing other shit when I'm watching a movie.
You can't.
I couldn't. No, I couldn't. No. We kept rewinding and watching things again. It's an all-in situation. Mm-hmm. If you're watching this, you put your phone in the other room. You don't, like, you do nothing else except watch this movie.
Three times.
Well, I only watched it once.
Right, but no, you've seen it once before.
Years ago, but I didn't remember anything of it. And I think I was probably on my phone or my computer the entire time. Like, I didn't really watch it. And I found that to, like, be burdensome. I thought it was a very hard movie to watch.
Yeah.
I'm at a point in my life, like, where if I'm going to sit down and watch a movie, I don't want it to be work. But I did enjoy it.
It's not work. It's thinking. It's like thinking outside the box.
It was
like,
work. And honestly, if it wasn't for Matthew McConaughey and Jessica Chastain, who both of which I kind of wish I had put on my laminated list and I did not.
Really? I didn't think Matthew McConaughey would be your kind of guy.
Oh, he's so hot.
Really?
And Jessica Chastain.
Which one's that?
The daughter, Murph.
Oh, yeah, Murph.
Oh, gorgeous.
Yeah, the older one.
And she was actually interviewed, and they said to her, what would you have done if this was you? Would you go out into outer space and, you know, be left there and never come back? And she was like, no, I'm good here. Like, I wouldn't. But listen, she's being honest.
Right.
But yeah, if it wasn't for the two of them, the only reason really, though, I agreed to watch them. I'm not a huge Anne Hathaway fan, although I did like her in this movie. But I would watch it because of Matthew McConaughey and Jessica Chastain. Any quotes or scene from the movie you'd like to discuss? Nope.
Because you can't even quote anything.
I can't. No. Yeah. Reaction. I mean, I loved his accent and everything he said. But no, it would all be out of context and I can't explain it.
Okay.
Any reaction to the ending? No, because I don't want to give it away.
Why not?
The ending?
Yeah.
Well, I think there's probably a lot more people who haven't seen it than who haven't seen Thelma and Louise.
This is a spoiler. It's okay. You're saying that because you don't understand the ending.
I understand the ending.
Do you?
Sure. They're on Saturn. They're rotating Saturn because it's a safe place to be.
They're not on Saturn.
No, they're rotating it.
They're on a, yeah.
Yeah, they're rotating Saturn.
Okay.
In a space station, mm-hmm. while Anne Hathaway's character goes and sets up camp in the wormhole through to another planet where the guy who she was originally in love with, he's dead, obviously.
Yes.
She's going to set up camp there. Matthew McConaughey is going to go and help her now. Mm-hmm. And hopefully they'll fall in love and have little alien babies and it'll be beautiful. And they're trying to.
With my help, you did very
good
with this.
No, no, no. You did not help me at all at the end. What did you say to me about the ends? I figured shit out all by myself. I didn't need you.
I'm very proud of you.
Yeah, I'm serious.
All right. Well, if you paid close attention, I have some questions for you. I told you I was not prepared, but I did have a few questions.
About the movie or about?
Well, yeah, about the movie kind of and about in general. All right. Anyway.
I better do better than you did for my women's rights quiz.
It's not possible.
Oh, yeah. No, it's totally possible that I do
all
better.
Right. What is a wormhole?
So a wormhole, if you take a piece of paper and you have a whole line down the center and shows you like where you can go from A to B.
Yeah.
And it would take you like a gazillion years.
Yep.
You can fold the paper in half,
mm-hmm.
put a pencil through it, and all of a sudden you're there in like 20 seconds.
Very good.
Yeah.
So all you need is a paper and a pencil and you have a wormhole.
You have a wormhole. Well, that's what they did. They went through a wormhole to get to a galaxy that should have taken millions of years to get to.
It's the bending of space-time.
But nobody's ever done it.
Okay, right.
Nobody's ever done any of this stuff.
Nope.
The cryo-freezing.
Nope.
The sleeping. They sleep for years at a time. And they do that in Passenger also.
Well, there's so Passengers. Many movies that they do that.
Okay, but why haven't we done that yet? Isn't Walt Disney like cryo-frozen? No, I'm serious.
Yeah.
Okay,
no, it's not going to work for him.
Why?
It's not going to happen.
So why is he still frozen? Why not bury him?
I don't have the info. I don't know.
You should.
All right. What is a tesseract?
The fourth dimension of space and time.
Okay. So I'm confused a little bit. And if I did not Google it. If anybody out there who watches this or knows anything can help me out with this, because I have a question.
I don't have the names of the first, second, and third, and fifth dimension. Well, I just know the fourth. The
first dimension is a dot, right? Okay, so picture just a big white piece of paper and just put a dot. That's the first dimension.
Okay.
Right?
But does it have a name?
Yeah, first dimension.
Okay.
Second dimension, draw a line from the dot. Right. Okay. So now you have up and down, or I'm sorry, left and right. Okay. Right? So left and right. That's one dimension. Just left and right. Now you want to go with three dimensions. I'm sorry. Second dimension.
No, you just did second dimension.
Right. So you want to go a third dimension.
Yeah.
That's animated. Where we live. Right. So up, down, left, right. So you can, you know, move in the up, down, ride, left, right.
Like you see Bart Simpson, on TV.
Bart Simpson.
I'm thinking of Universal where you go on the Simpsons ride or whatever.
If you watch TV, that's two dimensions. All you can see is a flat screen.
Third dimension where you think you're in it. when we went on the Simpsons ride, the simulator.
Oh, okay. Right. So you feel like you're in
it. You're in it. Yeah.
Left, right, up, down. That's three
you
dimensions.
You feel like you're falling with them when they fall. You feel like you're...
We live in a three-dimensional world. That's our existence, right? So we don't understand the fourth dimension. So the fourth dimension would be the tesseract, right? So that would be... All right, so...
Well, there's 4D movies where you smell something. We did that in Amsterdam.
That's called 4D.
This is Holland. You smell the flowers. You feel the rain. You know, that's 4D.
But
you go in 4D IMAX, and that's what you get.
So a tesseract is the fourth dimensional representation of the fourth dimension within a three-dimensional space. Okay, so as we can understand it in three dimensions, that's the fourth dimension that we can understand. Okay, so I was confused. They called it the fifth dimension.
Yeah.
In the movie. So why is that the fifth? Is that just because? Because
it's just miles and miles and miles.
Do you
have
to be in the fifth dimension to understand, to manipulate time within the fourth dimension? I didn't understand.
Are you fucking kidding me? I don't know. Everything's gravity and time and space. And I'm can I get a pizza?
All right. What is
it? No, that doesn't do it for me. Okay. I can't even understand it. No.
All right. So here,
I thought I understood enough to sort of understand the movie.
All right.
And that to me was enough. I was happy with that.
This is for you. Mm-hmm. Bran says, love is scientific. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Coop says love brings him and Murph together at the turning point of the Tesseract, right? So love led him to Murph at the turning point of where the Tesseract brought them. Do you think love is in another dimension or something that we don't understand? Is love scientific or is it just an emotion? Because that was a big part of the movie. Mm-hmm. So what is love? Do we just feel love or is love something that's substantial?
Well, I think love, she almost went to the planet that she wanted to go to because love was drawing her there.
And should have, because that would have been...
But she didn't know that. Yeah, that was still a guess. That wasn't scientific.
But she was right.
Okay, but it was a 50-50 shot, dude.
Right.
That's not very, is it science, love scientific? I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like when I was younger, I always had a sense of what my life would be like. It was this to a certain degree.
Okay.
I knew I would have a husband and kids and shit.
Right.
I didn't know it was going to be this hard. But, a little bit something brought me to you. You know, something brought us together.
Okay.
Do I really think it was just coincidence? I don't think so. I think it was more than that.
So the universe had a part.
No. J-Date had a part. It was some kind of online shit. I don't think it's just coincidence. Do I think there's one person for everybody? No. But I don't think it's just coincidence. I think that's
So you think there's some science in love?
Maybe, but then there's so many things that don't last, but then they bring you to something else that does last or that's better for you or... It's hard to say.
Of course it is. Yeah. There's no answer.
There's no answer.
Right. I have one last question for you. This is a tough one. I hope we don't fold under the pressure here. Okay? Mm-hmm. So if you were in this situation, would you choose plan A or plan B?
Do you want to see? I'm not a scientist.
Do you want to save? No, you don't have to be a scientist. Do you want to do everything you can?
So, well, explain to people what plan A and plan B are. Quickly.
I will.
Quickly.
All right. Plan A, save everybody on Earth.
So they go, but you have to say they're going away on a mission.
So they find
the Earth is dying.
If they find a planet to sustain life, they can bring everybody on Earth to go to that planet.
Yeah, okay. And they'll save them because the Earth is going to die within the next generation.
Right. Okay. Or do you, plan B, just say, forget about everybody on Earth. It takes too much energy, too many resources, too much going on.
Plan A.
You can't take everybody on Earth.
Plan A.
And we just use the embryos we have.
No. Plan A.
So you take everybody that's on the Earth.
I don't give a shit about the people who come after. Nope.
Really?
Yeah, I don't. I want the people I love to survive. That's it.
I choose plan
B. I
choose plan B.
I'm not surprised. Yeah. I know. You choose plan B even if plan A would work. You would choose
too many
plan B.
Fucked up people on this Earth.
Yeah,
right
exactly.
Now.
You'd be like, I don't give a shit about any of you.
Yep.
But how do you know that the new people aren't going to be fucked up?
Because they're being raised in a different society, in a different...
Okay, they're being raised as like the thank God you were raised here and you saved us and all that shit. They're going to be like elitist. At least my kids know they fucking suck. I tell them every day.
Wow. You answered that way quicker than I thought you would.
No, plan A for sure.
So you're going to save 7 billion
100%.
People on the Earth.
Absolutely.
Which half of them fucking suck.
If it's going to save the people I love, of course. I'm a woman. I have feelings. I have a heart.
Okay.
You're speaking as a man with no heart.
So you prefer the people that you love versus the people that can make a difference on continuing.
I don't know. Nothing is guaranteed from that.
Well, nothing's guaranteed from...
How do you know that they don't... How do you know that not every one of their fucking... what are they called?
Embryos?
Embryos aren't from... what's his name?
Charles Manson.
Yes.
Yes.
Or Bundy.
Al Bundy?
Or Hitler. Or how do you know that, you know, none of them are from these... fucked up people that now they're going to try to see what happens with the world. No, I want the people who I know and I love. And if we get some bad people in too, that's life.
No.
Yes.
It's not life. We got to make life better.
Okay, but you're not going to do that by starting a whole new species because there's always going to be evil. Always. Mm,
that's another topic we should get into.
For the love of God.
All right.
Rate review us.
Yeah, I'm done. I got nothing else.
Are you sure?
I can talk about the movie forever.
Of course you do. Yeah. Sure. Right. Did you love Jessica Chastain? Is she super hot?
Who?
She's gorgeous. Murph.
Oh, the lips. Yeah, she was super hot. She got the red lips.
Oh, she's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Done.
We'll do this again. And at home, for real, pick a movie that the two of you and your spouse, you don't think they would watch. Make them watch it and talk about it and tell us about it, and we will come on and see what movie you watched and what we'll talk about it.
Do you have ideas for movies for us to watch? Because we'll do it again.
I'll do this again in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Yeah, nothing could be
just watch a movie
more confusing than that. All right, so Instagram, follow us, rate and review. And yeah.
That's it?
That's it.
Instagram, rate and view,
we're
done?
Let's do it. That's enough. Yeah.
All right.
I don't want to give them any more stuff to do. They're busy.
All right.
All right. Love you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Love you.